Today's shiur is Masechta Krisis Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the fifth wide line. As we learned in the previous shiur, our perek discusses the halacha of Ashim Taloi, and the first issue that is being discussed in our perek is when exactly is the rechiv of an Ashim Taloi. And we learned in our previous shiur that's actually a machloikis if person only ate one piece of meat, and then it turns out that there's a question, was a kosher or not, is he chayv in Ashim Taloi. Because there are opinions that say you're only chayv in Ashim Taloi when there were two pieces of meat, one was definitely kosher, one was definitely not kosher, and you ate one and you don't know which one you ate. Says the Gemara, Amar Abchiyo Merav, Hoyol Fonashtei Chetichas, if there were two pieces of meat, Achas Shal Chayv, one is not kosher, Achas Shal Shum, one is kosher, V'achal Achas Mehen, Ven Yidei Eiz Men Ochal, he ate one and he just doesn't know if it was the kosher or non-kosher, then chayiv, yuchayiv in Ashim Taloi. However, if there was only one chaticha, one piece of meat, and it's a question, sofek shel shum and sofek shel chaylev, if it's kosher or not, v'ochloi, and you ate it, potter, then you will not be chayiv in Ashim Taloi. Omer Rav Zeira, my Talmud Rav, explains Rav Zeira what is the basis for Rav's opinion. Says the Gemara Kesavah, for it is the opinion of Rav, when you have two pieces, so if you eat one, the other piece, you could still tell if it's kosher or not. Because, as the Mefarshim explained, there's a difference between a piece of chalev, a piece of non-kosher fat, and a piece of shum and a piece of kosher fat. So if you have one and you don't, and you ate one and the other one is still here, you will be able to determine if it's kosher or not. Chaticha achas, but when there's one piece, yafshilvari suroi, if it's eaten up, they'll never be able to tell what was it, kosher or not kosher. So the Rishonim debate that the Gemara is saying now that according to Rav, it's only in a situation of efshilvari suroi is the rechiv Ashim Taloi. And that's why, as the Gemara explained, it's speaking about one piece, kosher, and one piece not kosher, and one was eaten, and one is left over. Why? But if there's only one piece, and that one piece was eaten, everybody will agree that there's no chiv Ashim Taloi. Why? So Rashi's approach, very much in line with what we discussed in our previous year, is that an Ashim Taloi is only, as we said, a stopgap measure. If the person did an Aveira, he's mechuyev and will have to bring a Korban Chatas. So Rashi suggests that the only time there's a chiv to bring an Ashim Taloi is in a situation where you'll have to, where you could end up bringing Korban Chatas. But here, when the piece of meat was eaten up, and therefore we'll never be able to really know what happened, therefore there's no din of Korban Chatas, and therefore there's also no din of Ashim Taloi. That's how Rashi explains. But other Rishonim have just the opposite, have a very different approach. They say as follows. When you have a situation of two pieces of meat, one is definitely kosher, and one is definitely not kosher. Someone going and eating these two, eating one of these pieces of meat, without really being certain that he's eating the kosher meat, is doing something very wrong. You know there's a piece of non-kosher meat here. How did you eat it? How did you eat it? So that means that the Aveira is a much more serious Aveira. And therefore, in such a situation, that the Torah say you have to bring an Ashim Taloi. But if you eat a piece of meat, and then afterwards you discover there might have been a shayla on that piece of meat, so your aveira isn't such a serious aveira that you should have to bring an Ashim Taloi for it. So the Mefarshim ask, Al Gemara is saying that when there's two pieces of meat, and one was eaten, and the other wasn't, so you always could still figure out what was it, the meat that you ate. But if you only had one piece and you ate it up, you'll never know. So Mefarshim say, why will you never know? Maybe Adam will come, and the Adam will tell you, we know that the piece of meat you ate was non-kosher, or kosher. So why is the Gemara so certain that by one piece of meat you'll never know? So I saw two truths. One truth is that, yes, Adam may come. But that means, it doesn't mean that as soon as you eat the meat, you'll know what you did. You have to wait till Adam show up. Whereas, when you have one piece of meat left, as we explained earlier, you could immediately test it and figure out what was the meat that you ate, kosher or non-kosher. another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest. The only time we say that we have to be concerned that something may happen is something that's in our control. In halacha, the Mefarshim say there's never a concept that we have to be concerned that Edom will come. If we know there are Edom, of course we know there are Edom. But if we don't have any an idea that there are Edom, to start saying maybe Edom will come, that is not a halacha consideration. Ask the Gemara. My Ika, Bein Tam D'Rav L'Tam D'Rav Zera. So we've had two reasons why you need to have two pieces of meat. Yesterday we learned the reason is because of Yesh Ein L'Mikra. The word mitzvahs is pronounced mitzvahs, Lashon Rabim, and that's why it means two pieces. In today's Gemara we learned the no concept of Efshel Avari Surah. What is the practical nafkamina between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, Ikvenai Ksayis HaMechza. You don't have two whole pieces. You have a kazayis of one piece and a half kazayis of another piece. L'Rava, that said yesterday, the reason you need to have two pieces is because mitzvahs. The Torah says you have to have two full pieces. So here you don't have two full pieces. Like a mitzvah, you don't have two full pieces. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv covering Ashim Toli, Potter. The Zera, where we just finished learning, the only thing that you have to look for is Evshlevari Surah. Here we could be Mavarur by testing the half a kazayis. That's how Rashi learns. The Rabbeinu Gershom learns just the opposite. Rabbeinu Gershom says that if the point is mitzvahs, so with kazayis and mechzah, you still have mitzvahs. Levar suri, you need a full kazayis. But we're going to learn with Rashi. So Mefarshim asks, why does the Gemara have to say that the nafkamina is between if you have two pieces with a kazayis, or you have a piece, or you have two pieces, one piece being kazayis, one piece being a half kazayis? Why can't we explain that you have one piece that's a kazayis and a half big, and you weigh the kazayis of that one piece, and you have a half kazayis left? So some mafarshim say that that's exactly the point that the Gemara is making. That's the way to understand the Gemara. The mitzvah says you have to have two separate pieces, and Efshlevaru says you have one piece that's a kazayis and a half big. Other mafarshim say that the reason the Gemara spoke about two pieces, one being kazayis, one being a half kazayis, because the Gemara began with shtei chatichas. They were speaking about a case where there are two pieces, and that's why the Gemara wanted to give nafkaminas where you have actually two pieces. And the third pshat, because the Gemara wants to teach us a very big chiddush. The Gemara wants to teach us a chiddush that when the Torah says mitzvahs, and when the Torah says you have to have two pieces, the Gemara is teaching us that a piece which is not a kazayis big is not considered a kazayis. Actually, this Gemara is used to discuss an interesting question. We know that on Shabbos, Yontif, we have to have Lechem Mishnah. And we know that Halacha is that both Chalas, both Matzahs on Pesach, have to be whole. And the question is, if you don't have a whole Matzah, you have only partial Matzah, is that good enough? Some Paiskim are more lenient, and some Paiskim, the Chasam Sofer, are very Machmer. It seems our Gemara is an indication to the opinion of the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer, our Gemara is teaching us, that a piece that's not full, if you have to have a kazayis, if it's less than a kazayis, it's not considered whole. Similarly, if the halach is that you have to have two whole chalas, two whole matzahs, anything less will not do. But there are paiskim that say it's not a raya, because on the contrary, dafk over here is the Gemara saying that the Torah, by saying the word mitzvah, means you have to have two full pieces. Other places, perhaps not. And now the Gemara actually repeats the Gemara that we learned in the previous year. Eser, Rabbi Yirmiller, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Lazoimer, Koi, if somebody ate the chaylev of this Koi, which is a Sofak Chai, Sofak Behema, Chayav Machal, by Ashim Taloi, it's only one piece. Why is there an Ashim Taloi? Amlai, Rabbi Lazar Sofer, Librin Lavari Suri. This represents the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, and even though you won't be able to know if you did something wrong, he still holds you Chayav and Ashim Taloi. Esvei, another Gemara that we learned yesterday, where a woman's husband died without children. Before wedding, 3 months after his death, she married his brother. His brother made Yibam, and now they have a child. And it's a Suffolk Ben Tishal Rishon Ben Shevel Achron. It's a question, who is the father? So the halacha is yaitzi. They can't remain married, because if this is the son of the first husband, she's not allowed to be married to him. Eishesach. But Vlad Kosh, the child is fine, because if she, no matter whose son he is, there's nothing halachically wrong with him. The chayiv, and these two people have to bring an Ashim Tali, because maybe he had no right to have relations with her. It's only one chaticha. And so the Gemara, again, Hamani, this price, it's not Epshel Vary Surah. And so the Gemara, Hamani, again, Rebbe Lezahi. Eisvei, ask the Gemara another question. As we learned in the Mishnah Masech, the need we're going to learn, Nimtza Ashaloi, if they had relations, and the woman now is a nida, so, and they had pieces of material to examine themselves, so Nimtza Ashaloi, if there's blood found on the material that he examined himself with, it's clearly a raya that Tameim, this is the Bach, that they had relations when she was in Nida, and therefore the Chayav Mekom, they have to bring a Kom Chatos for having relations while she's in Nida B'shoyik. Nimtza Shalah, if it was found on her piece of material, if it was found Osyam, immediately after them having relations, so it's Tameim, it's a raya that the Dam came while they were having relations, and therefore they're Tamei, and also Chayav Mekom Chatos. Nimtza shalah lachas man, but if she didn't examine her material, she didn't examine herself until a while, and then indeed dam is found, now it's tamei masafik, because we don't know when the dam came. Did it come during the bia? Did it come later? Or betorim in a carbon? So we can't be certain. V'tanei lo, and the Braisa says, when the Mishnah says betorim in a carbon, v'chayovin, Bashim Tali. It means they can't bring a carbon chatos, but they have to bring an Ashim Tali. The question is, why an Ashim Tali? It's the Efshel of Aris Surah. Again, says the Gemara, Hamani, Rebbe Lezahi, that says, as long, even by Chaticha Achas, there's a Chiv of Ashim Tali. Says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Abavua, Amrav, Hay Lefanim Shtei Chatichais, if there were two pieces of meat. Achash Achel, Achash Shum, one is kosher, one is not. Vachachman, and he ate one of them. Then he days a minute ochel, and he doesn't know which one was the one that he ate. Chayiv. Then he has to bring an Ashim Talui. Chaticha. But if there's only one piece of meat, and it's Sofik Shel Chayil, Sofik Shel Shuman. Question if it's kosher or not. Vochel, and he ate it. Potter. Amram Nachman. So again, we're learning that there's only a Chiv Ashim Talui by two pieces, not by one piece. Amram Nachman. And explains Rav Nachman. My Tamid Rav. Why does Rav differentiate if there's two pieces or one piece? Because it is Rav's opinion. Shtei chatichas, when you have two pieces of meat, ikvi isura, then we know for sure that there was issa here. And therefore, since there's for sure issa, that's why you have to bring a karban Hashem Talui. However, chaticha achas, if there's only one piece of meat, so, and we don't know if it's kosher or not, like Kaveh Surah, therefore it's not for sure that there was ever Issa here. So again, using the explanation we gave earlier, so the Aveira isn't the same level, and therefore, Rashi says you'll never know for sure that you'll be Chayv Karban Chatos, and therefore you don't bring a Karban Ashim Tali. The Mefarshim debate, Ikvi Surah, how certain must you be that you have Issa here for the Biyachiv and Ashim Tali? In other words, the Mefarshim debate. What would be the halacha if two Edom say that there is a piece of non-kosher meat here, and two Edom say that there isn't a piece of that the meat is fine? Is that enough to make a question of Chiv Ashim Tali? Or to have a Chiv Ashim Tali, it has to be that there is no question at all that for sure there is Issa. If we can't be certain, then there won't be a Chiv Ashim Tali. Which really connects itself to a case that we discussed in the Mishnah we learned yesterday. The Mishnah giving examples, where is a Chiv Ashim Tali? One of the examples the Mishnah gave was where somebody did Malacha, and he's not sure if the Malacha was done on Shabbos, or the Malacha was done on Matzoi Shabbos. So the question is, If he did Malacha on Friday afternoon, and we're not sure when he did the Malacha, was it already Shabbos? Was it not Shabbos? So where's the ikfi sura? And because of that, there are rishonim that suggest that according to this shita, that in order to be chayiv anashim talui, you have to have ikfi sura. You will not be chayiv anashim talui unless it was the case where it was matzoi Shabbos, and we're not sure when he did the malacha. Did he do the malacha when it's still Shabbos, or did the malacha when it was matzoi Shabbos? That's when it's ikfi sura. But in Friday afternoon, it's not ikfi sura, and there will not be a chayiv anashim talui. The fact that our Gemara doesn't use that as a point seems to be that the Mishnah doesn't seem to differentiate, and in all situations, there'd be chayiv anashim talui. Clearly an indication, explained the Mefarshim, that the level of what's considered ikfi sura here is not necessarily such a strong level, and therefore even if the person did the malacha on Friday afternoon, it would still be considered, and we don't know if he did it on Friday afternoon and Shabbos, it would still be considered ikfi sura. There's a very famous machloikis Rambam and Rashba. We know that throughout halacha, the halacha is as follows. Suffolk deraisa. When we have a suffolk by issue, that's a deraisa, lechumra, we go lechumra. Suffolk derabanan. When it's a suffolk by derabanan, we go lekula. So the Rambam and Rashba debate that this din of suffolk deraisa, lechumra, or suffolk deraisa, this din of suffolk deraisa, lechumra, is that a din midoraisa? Was that a din midrabanan? The opinion of the Rashba is that it's a din midoraisa. The opinion of the Rambam is that it's a din midrabanan. So, says the Mefarshim, that the Behuda discusses this. According to the Rambam, that Safak Deraisa, the Chumra, is only a din derabanan. So the whole parish of Ashim Tali is hard to understand. What are we explaining as an Ashim Tali? Where a person has a Safak. But if according to the Rambam, Safak Deraisa, with the Raisa, we should go Lakula, so why do you bring an Ashim Tali? It must be, explained the Mefarshim, that the Rambam only holds Yechayiv. And if you look into the Rambam, that is indeed the opinion of the Rambam. You only chayiv anashim talui if it was ikvi sura. So, yes, says the Rambam, safek deraisa, we go lekula midaraisa. Only when it's ikvi sura is midaraisa a safek, do we go lechumra by a safek. Ask the Gemara, my ikka ben ikvi sura li shi'ef shalavarur. What is the difference? What will be the practical nafka mina? If you explain that the reason you need two pieces is because you need ikvi surah or you need efshlavar. So Mefarshim asks, what will be the halacha if you have a piece and a kazayis and a half kazayis? Efshlavar you have, but ikvi surah, do you have or don't you have? So some Mefarshim say that no, ikvi surah you could only have when you have two pieces that are both at least the size of kazayis. If either piece is not the size of kazayis, it's not enough to be ikvi sura. And those mefarshim have a very nice raya. Because if indeed ikvi sura is even, ikvi sura is specifically with two pieces that are the size of a kazayis, so why didn't the Gemara give that nafka mina? That ikvi sura, you need two kazaisim. For efshalvaru, you don't. Seems to be that you could have ikvi sura even just with a piece that's less than the size of a kazais. There are mefarshim who disagree and say that ikvi sura can only be accomplished at least with a piece that's the size of a kazais. The reason the Gemara therefore did, and then the question obviously comes up, so why did the Gemara give that nafkamina? The reason the Gemara didn't give that nafkamina, because that's already a nafkamina that the Gemara gave. Previously, the Gemara looks for another nafkamina. Answer the Gemara, the nafkamina will be, Ikeb b'nai koin shahoyle fon shtei chatichas. Well, you started with two pieces of meat, achas shalcheil v'achas shumu, one was kosher and one wasn't. Obava kachavim, and a goy came, v'achas rishoyna, ate the first piece, v'al yisra, and then a Jew came, v'achas ashniya. L'reva, according to Rava, lekka mitzvahs, Bidna the Achel Yisrael. When the Yisrael ate the second piece of meat, there aren't two pieces of meat. And therefore, you won't bring. L'Rav Zeira, according to Rav Zeira, Yafshel Vari Surah. Yes, you started with two pieces of meat, but now both pieces of meat were consumed. And since both pieces of meat were consumed, Yafshel Vari Surah. And when it's Yafshel Vari, we don't bring Karmen Hashem Tali. L'Rav Nachman, Ikvi Surah, it's Ikvi Surah, because you started with one piece of meat that was, you start with two pieces of meat, one being definitely not kosher. And obviously, explained the Mefarshim, from here we see that Ikfi Isura is not determined at the time of the eating. Ikfi Isura is determined at the time when the two pieces of meat were put down. Ikfi Isura is determined that the two pieces of meat were put down. The Mefarshim asked, why do we have to say that the Goy ate the first piece of meat, and why can't we say if a Jew ate the first piece of meat? So Mefarshim explained, if it was a Jew who ate the first piece of meat, it's always possible to perhaps go back to him and ask him and see if he could determine and remember what that piece of meat tasted like. And maybe that way we'll be able to figure out who ate the kosher meat and who ate the non-kosher meat. But an Akum doesn't have nemunas, so if he ate the first piece of meat, it will always be a situation of Eif Shel Avar. And again, ask the Gemara. Eisi Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Leza Oimer, we learned, Rav Leza said in a brisa, when we have a koi chayov and al chelboy, ashim talui, it's not ikvi sura, we just don't know if it's chaylev. Answer the Gemara, belezle by ikvi usuli sura. So the Mefarshim asked, we've already said this teretz, that this price is difficult on the mandom that says you need two pieces. And the Gemara already answered that belezle holds the one piece enough to have ashim talui. Why is the Gemara repeating itself? Explain the Mefarshim that Daruch Lener says this teretz, that the Gemara, belezle, the Gemara was looking, is there a different explanation? Because relying on Rav Eliezer's opinion, explains the Aruch Lener, means that we have to rely on the concept, as we discussed yesterday, of Yesh Eim LaMikra. And we know that throughout Shas, it's not so simple to necessarily buy into the concept of Yesh Eim LaMikra. And therefore, the Gemara looks, perhaps there's another Teretz, but there actually isn't. Similarly, Eisvei, we learned in a brayso, Sofek ben Tishah L'Rishon, ben Zayin L'Achron, Yoitz v'Avlad Kosher, v'chayovim b'Yishum Talui, why? There's no Ikvi Yisura. It's the Gemara, again, Hamani Rav Elazar, represents the opinion of Rav Elazar. Eisvei, again, the Mishnah Masechet Nida, Nimtzu Shaloi, if Dam was found on his piece of material, Tameim v'chayovim b'Karbin, Nimtzu Shaloi, if it was found on her piece of material, if it was found osyam immediately after the bia, tameim v'chayavim b'karbim. It's a riot that this happened while they were having relations. However, nimtzal shalol lachas man tameim misafik ubetur min akarbim. V'tanei Allah, and the Bryce explained v'chayavim b'ashem tali. Now the question is why chayav b'ashem tali? There's no ikva isura ishtik, so he didn't have an answer. The Boston Nafik, after he left, Amalai, why didn't you answer? The Hamani, whose opinion does that Raisa represent? It represents the opinion of Ramei, the Laibai Kviosle Surah. Ramei, as we're about to learn, clearly holds that you can be Chayv and Oshim Talui, even though it's not for certain. Why? The Tanya. The Raisa says, Hashachar Oshim Talui B'chutz. We know that a carbon may not be brought outside of the Azara. So says the Braisa, if somebody has a carbon that was designated as an Oshim Tali, and it was offered outside of the Azara, Ramei Mechayiv, Ramei says that's considered a situation where you brought a carbon, Chutz Lazara, Vachamim, Paitrim. And the Chum holds its potter. Now the question is, Vamai, Lema, Leidra, Belezahi, why don't we just say, so Ramei is Mechayiv, Ramei holds Yechayiv, because even though when a person designates an Oshim Tali, he's not quite certain that it's for sure that he's chayiv. That doesn't change that the carbon is a full-fledged carbon. And therefore, he will be chayiv for shchutei chutz. Rabbi Lazar, on the other hand, holds, the Chum holds, that the entire hegdish of a Oshim Tali is a weak hegdish. It's a tenuous hegdish. Because maybe I'm not chayiv. So now the question is, but my lame leader of Elezahi, why didn't he say, why do you have to try to say it's Reb Elezer? Why do you have to try to say it's Reb Meir? Why don't you just say that's following the opinion of Reb Elezer? That clearly, as we've been learning already for 2 days, hold that even if you have just one chaticha, yichayiv, an Oshim Tali, why did he want to try to say that it represents the opinion of Reb Meir? Hakamashmon says, Dumar, you're right. We could have given an easy answer, an obvious answer, that it represents the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. But he wanted to say, a chiddush, the Meir b'shutas Rabbi Elazar Koy. The Rameyah, who also takes this strict perspective, Tashim Talui, and says as soon as somebody's magdish and Tashim Talui is considered a full-fledged carbon, obviously is in the same shita as Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Baravua, Amar Rav, Chaticha, if you have one piece of meat, Sofik Shal Chel, Sofik Shal Shumin, and you're not sure if it's kosher or not. Va'achla, Banal, Machlokes, Rameh, Elazar v'Chachamim. It represents the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim. Ask the Gemara if we're saying that it's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, because as we've been learning, because Rabbi Elazar is the man dominant that holds even one piece, Yichai Vashem Talui. But ask the Gemara if we're saying it represents the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Ma'ir Ki'achla. Why do you have to have that he ate this piece of meat that is questionable? I feel Loyachla Nami, even if he didn't eat it, it should have the same din. Dotanan, as we're going to learn a Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is, Misnad of Adam, Ashim Tali, Bechal Yoim. A person could bring an Ashim Tali every single day. So what do we see from there? That you have, and the reason is because a person is always worried, or there are people that are always worried that they maybe did an Aveira, and therefore, they always could bring an Ashim Tali because of that concern. So according to that, asked the Gemara, why must there be a situation where you ate a piece of meat, and now you have a question, was that piece of meat kosher or not? And that's why you bring an Ashim Talui? Even without that story, just because you have the feeling, you should be able to bring an Ashim Talui. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Elazar, I'll leave it to Baba Mabuta. Rav Elazar follows the opinion of Baba Mabuta, the Tanan El Omrim Lo Hamtim Et Shetekanis Lebeis HaSofer. The Aloch is indeed, this is what Baba Mabuta tells us, that the halacha indeed is a person could bring an Ashim Tali every day just because of his concern. There's one day you can't. Because on Yom Kippur, as we're going to learn, there's no chiv Ashim Tali. Yom Kippur covers whatever Ashim Tali covers. So the halacha is that you can't bring an Ashim Tali immediately after Yom Kippur either. Because then you already had the kapara of Yom Kippur. You have to wait, the way most Mefarshim explain, you have to wait at least a day to be able to bring an Ashim Tali. In that situation, even if you hold Misnadav Adam Ashim Tali B'Kol Yoyim, the person can bring an Ashim Tali every day, he can't bring the Ashim Tali that day, unless he has a situation like we just described, where he ate a piece of meat, and he's not sure if it was kosher or not. Interesting to point out, the Magen Avraham points this out from the Beis Yosef in the Torah, that when people say Kabbonis, so after they say the parish of Oyla, they say, Yerotzen Kila Crafty Oyla. After they say the parish of Shlomim, they say, Yerotzen Kila Crafty Shlomim. After Chatos, you can't say Yerotzen Kila Crafty Chatos, because maybe you weren't Chayiv Karban Chatos. What about after Karban Asham? So say the Mepharshim, says the Torah, Magen Avraham according to the Torah, if we're going to paskin, the Masnad of Adam Asham Tali B'Kol Yoyim, and Asham Tali, why can't you say Yerotzen Kila Crafty Chatos? The reason you can't say Yerotzen Kila Crafty Chatos, because you only can bring a Chatos if you're obligated. And the same should be by an Asham. But if the Halacha is the Masnad of Adam Asham Tali B'Kol Yoyim, you could just donate an Asham Tali, if you could just donate an Asham Tali, then the Halacha will be that you could say Yerotzen Kila Crafty Asham, because it could be an Asham Tali. Tanabanan, Hayil Fanim Shtei Chatichas, Achash Shum, Vachash Shcheilev, Uba Yisrael Vachas Rishayna. Yisrael ate the first one. Ba Adukham Vachas Shniya, Vakain Kelev, Vakain Oyrif. And Aruch Ner says that each case represents a bigger Chiddush. Ba Vakham Vachas Rishayna. If Ivakhavim ate the first piece, Ba Ivakham Vachas Rishayna, Ba Yisrael Vachas Shniya Pata. Yipata. Rabbi Mechayiv, Rabbi holds Yechayiv. Achas Rishayna B'Shagig. If the first piece of meat was eaten B'Shagig, V'Shnia B'Mezit, Chayiv. Because when he ate the first one, he was a Shagig. Harishayim B'Mezit, V'Shnia B'Shagig. So it's not Ikvi Sura, because by the time you ate the second piece, the first one wasn't there, Pata. Rabbi Mechayiv. If you ate both pieces of meat, mezit, and there's no chiv carbon, as we know, when you do something, mezit, pot miklum. Shteim b'shagig. If you ate both pieces of meat, b'shagig, shneim chayovim. Hasheni loymanadin. However, comes to Gemara. Really, you shouldn't have to bring a carbon for the second piece of meat. Why? Because it wasn't ikvi sura. There's only one piece of meat left. Ella shim'ata omer pater. If you're going to say that the person who ate the second piece of meat won't have to bring a carbon, kavatas hashana b'chatas. What does that mean? People are going to assume that the first piece of meat was certainly chalif, because if not, why aren't you bringing a carbon ashram tali? Says the Gemara. Manu, whose opinion does this represent? I Rebbe menadinhu. According to Rebbe, you should be potter. I Rishum I Rabbonon, and if it represents the opinion of Rabbonon, the loy nikva rishon b'chatas, and the reason that you're not chayiv is because we don't want people to think that the first one is mechuyev kar mechatas. Naimalei l'sheni. Why shouldn't we tell the second? Naimalei l'sheni. Should we tell the second person? I see chulin azara. In other words, what we're saying is he's really not mechuyev a carbon. Why? Because by the time he ate the second piece, the first piece was already consumed, and it's not ikvi sura. So ask the Gemara, because somebody should make a mistake and think that the first one certainly ate chalev, we should tell the second person to bring a carbon that he's not allowed to bring. That's chulin lazara. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Rabbi Lezahi. This price represents the opinion of Rabbi Lezah. That we just learned Rabbi Lezah's opinion is, Misnadab Adam Ashim Tali B'Kal Yoyim. A person could bring an Ashim Tali every day if he so pleases. Hilkach, Aminalei. We tell him, I see Ashim Tali. We bring an Ashim Tali, V'asni, and make a Tanai. Iachal Rishon Shuman. If the first person ate meat that was kosher, so obviously you ate chalev and lahavi kapara. It's going to be a kapara. Viloi, but if the first person was the one that ate the non-kosher meat, and therefore you're not obligated to bring the meat, then the carbon lahavi nedava. So Mefarash should make an observation that normally when the Gemara says this, there's no need to make a tanai. Why over here is there a need to make an explicit tanai? So the Mefarshim say, absolutely, normally you don't need to make a tanai. But here, because we're only doing this because of a concern, because we're doing it of a concern that people shouldn't make an error in thinking that the first piece of meat was certainly non-kosher, it's important to articulate the tanai. The Mefarshim also say, from here we see the need to bring along nesachim where the carbon doesn't change the kashrus of the carbon. Because if it's nedava, it's a nidvas oila. If it's not, it's an osham. And they have different nesachim. And we can't know what this is. And so, from here we see that the carbon, the kashrus of the carbon is not dependent on the rule of the nesachim. Tarabanan, ochel, sofik chaylev, if somebody ate chaylev, which is a sofik, v'noidaloi, and he became aware that he ate meat that is problematic. Sofik chayd, v'noidaloi, and again, the same story happened again. Srebi oimer, oimer ani kishem shmevi chatas kolach svachas. Just like if somebody ate a piece of non-kosher meat, for sure. And then he became aware that he ate it. And then he eats again a non-kosher piece of meat. So as we've learned numerous times, the yedias, his becoming aware of these two facts, make him chayv separate carbon chatas. Kach, so too will be the halacha, maybe Oshem Tali Kalach V'achas. In such a situation, I'll have to bring a separate Oshem Tali. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Eim Avin El Oshem Tali Achad. In such a situation, where he ate a piece of meat and wasn't sure that, and then discovered that it might have not been kosher. And then the same story happened again. For all of these episodes, you need only bring one Oshem Tali. Eim Avin El Oshem Tali Achad. Shnemar, even though this event happened many times, and a chayiv alachas. Omer Reb Zera, says Reb Zera in commenting on this Gemara, Kan Shana Rebbe. Rebbe is teaching us here that Yediyah is suffic, that even though what happened here was, he isn't quite certain if what he did was wrong or not, because he isn't sure if the meat that he ate was kosher or not, that is enough to be mechalkus l'chatas. That's considered enough of a yediya that it should be mechayiv a separate carbon chatas. Because as I said, you're only mechayiv a separate carbon chatas if you had a yediya between the two ma'isa aveira. Rav Amar, and yediya suffik mechalkus l'chatas. It's not enough. And therefore he explains. Ella, Shem Sharisu Yediyah only when he had a certain Yediyah that he did an Aveira. Is the halacha, maybe chatas kolachas v'achas, need he bring a separate carbon chatas? Kach im hois la yediyah sofik, only in a situation, so too by yediyah sofik, maybe oshim tala kolachas v'achas. Amlai Abaya asks Abaya, v'at lai tizbura, you don't agree, the yediyah sofik mechalkas l'chatas, that even though the yediyah was only yediyah sofik, it's enough, it's adequate, to be mechalak achiv chatas, this sakadatach, because if you're going to say, as you seem to be saying, the yediyah sofik ain't mechalakas lechatas, and therefore if there was only a yediyah sofik between his acts of aveira, chatas achas maybe, then only bring one chatas for all of these acts, then amai maybe ashutala kolachas for achas. In other words, he's asking, v'tanya, have we not learned, klolo shodavar, that Oshim Tolu and Chatas travel together. And therefore he's asking, if you're saying that a Yediyah Sofik is not enough to create separate obligations of Karban Chatas, then a Yediyah Sofik should not be enough to create separate Chiyuvim for Oshim Tolu as well. Amalei Rava Bachan Labai Ula Lidoch, and you who seem to be holding that Yediyah Sofik Mechalkas L'chatas, that Yediyah Sofik does separate, and it's enough to bring separate Chiyuvim of Kar Mechatos, then El Me'ata, according to you, Ocha Kezayis Chelev Fnei Yom Kippur, if somebody ate a Kezayis Chelev before Yom Kippur, Ukezayis Chelev Ach Yom Kippur, and he ate another Kezayis after Yom Kippur. And as we said earlier, the Yom Kippur Makam Oshim Toli Koi, Yom Kippur is equal to Oshim Toli. Why? Because we said that on Yom Kippur, Oshim Toli brings a kapara, and Yom Kippur brings a kapara. So will you say, Tachinami, the maybe shtei chatos? That means, if there was one chelev, and he ate chelev before Yom Kippur, and he ate chelev after Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur, the Gemara is suggesting, should be equal to Oshim Toli, should be equal to Safik Yediyah, and therefore, he should be mechuyev two karban chatos? Is that possible? Habahelem echas achlinen. There's one chelev. And we know when there's always one helm, there's always one carbon. Amalei Abaye says, Abaye, your entire premise is difficult to accept. Man leimelon, the Yom Kippur mechapa, and the lemus yadale. Who says that Yom Kippur is considered effective on a situation where he isn't sure if he did an aveira? For the misyadale, maybe it's only effective when he knew the aveira. So you can't compare the case where a person has a Sofik Yediyah to Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is only Mechaper when you know that you did an Aveira. Amalei, Rava says, Rava, you're wrong. We know that the Mishnah says regarding the power of Yom Kippur, Hoida V'loi Hoida, that it brings a Kapar whether you are or aren't aware of the Aveira. Ikedamri, a different version. Amalei, Rava Barachan and Labaya. Ma'ilu, Walbir Alocha, Ochel Kazayis Chelev Shakras B'Yom Kippurim. If somebody ate a kezayis chelev in the morning of Yom Kippur, the kezayis chelev in Minchab Yom Kippur, and then he ate another kezayis in the afternoon, hachanami the mechayev, will you suggest that he's chayev because you have Yom Kippur in between? Hachanami the mechayev shtei chatos. So the Rishonim ask, why does the Gemara have to speak about eating chelev Yom Kippur? In Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat anything. So Gemara should have said, ochel b'Yom Kippur b'shachris. If, and the Gemara's question is, that if Yom Kippur is considered a divider, and therefore the halacha should be, that if you ate in the morning, and then you had Yom Kippur pass, and then you had Yom Kippur in the afternoon, you should have to bring two karma chatas, because you had a yediyah in between, a yediyah sofik in between. Why do we have to say that you ate a chalif? So one teretz they say, is because to be chayif Yom Kippur, as we just learned the other day, you have to eat a kosevis, which is two kezaisim. The Gemara wants to bring a case where you only ate one kezayis, which is by chelev. Another teretz that I saw, very interesting teretz. They're a very, very fundamental halachic shayla. Rechman al-Tzlan, somebody's sick on Yom Kippur in the morning. And he must eat. And he's allowed to eat, obviously. And he eats. So now the question is, should he continue fasting? Or since he already didn't fast this whole Yom Kippur, it's a riot, then he doesn't have to fast the rest of the day. There are poskim that suggest that if a person ate Yom Kippur in the morning, then he doesn't fast anymore because it's not an inui. He already ate today. And this may be a raya. The fact that the Gemara didn't give a teretz that he ate in the morning and then he ate in the afternoon is because the person who ate in the morning maybe is allowed to eat in the afternoon. Other Mefarshim vehemently disagree and they say that this Gemara is not a raya. Ask Abaya, your premise of your question is that every moment of Yom Kippur has the ability to be mechaper. Amalei Abaya, main lemel on the Yom Kippur called Shat mechaper. Who says that every moment of Yom Kippur brings a kapara? It only affects kapara at the end of the day. Amalei, so he asks Tanya. Hareisha bala yada sofik aver b'Yom Kippur afil echashay chapater shakal yoyim mechaper. So from here we see that every moment brings kapara. And the Gemara asks another question. Masar v'idi bar oven, och v'sham b'chalam achas, that if somebody ate and drank in one helam on Yom Kippur, and a chayev el achatas achas. It's only chayev one kar mechatas. Now makes the Gemara's point. Now, it's impossible to eat and drink at the exact same moment. V'ben achil ishtiyah, yef shidlo have a shos b'yoyim, the mesyadalei. V'kipalei, the Yom Kippur m'yabgakam ashram kalikoi. So that should serve as a divider. Yet it says, "Ein chayev el chatas achas." Ask the Gemara of Yisal Gadatach. Yedia Sofik mechalkas lechatos. That Yedia Sofik makes two separate chiyuvim. So why, by eating and drinking, I only chayev one chatas lechayev shtei chatos? Answered the Gemara. Amri ki amr Reb Zeira. When the Reb Zeira say that Yedia Sofik is mechalik, it was going according to the opinion of Rebbe. These brises and mishnayis that clearly indicate that a yediyah sofik is not mechalik is rabbonani, says the Gemara. V'homer the seifa Rebbe he. Since we see that the seifa of this brise represents Rebbe, the tani, the brise says shosut sur umurius, if somebody drank fish sauce or fish brine, clearly liquids, beverages that are not normally drunk, potter. Hachaimitz, but if he drank vinegar, because it's not something that's normally consumed, and therefore you're not chayiv for drinking it on Yom Kippur. Hachaymetz, had he drank vinegar, chayiv. Umani, whose opinion does this represent? Rebbe. It obviously represents the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, chaymetz ain't a meshiv, it's a nefesh. Vinegar is not considered a beverage to drink. Rebbe, oimani, chaymetz meshiv, it's a nefesh. Umar the sefer, Rebbe. If we see that the sefer of that Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbe, Reisha is also Rebbe. So it says the Gemara, yes, Rebbe will hold that Yediyah Sofik is Mechalik, but Rabbanan disagree. Says the Gemara, no. The one that was asking the question obviously holds Sefer is indeed the opinion of Rebbe, because that it represents Rebbe's opinion regarding vinegar. But the Reisha could be the Rabbanan. Eisvei, Rava asks Rava, Ochel Hayoyim, Ochel Mocher, if somebody ate something that belongs to Hegdish, some today, some tomorrow, and then Hayoim, some he had a nor from Hegdish today, and then a lamacher, ochel Hayoim, and then a lamacher, then a Hayoim, and ochel lamacher, I feel mekanat shloishanim, even if the two acts were 3 years apart, nine shemit starfen zemze, that these two acts combine, tam aloimer, timomal, riba, that unlike well, we discussed earlier in Amasechta, that to be considered a Maisa Aveira, it had to be done within a certain time span. Nila has this Chumra that the two acts could combine even after a very long time span. But ask the Gemara, how could two acts that took apart, that took place 3 years apart combined for my Hakipala Yom Kippurim? There was a Yom Kippur in between. And now we're saying that Yom Kippur is a Mechalik. Answers the Gemara, Amri, ki mechaper Yom Kippur, when does Yom Kippur have the power to be mechaper, ali sura, strictly when it's iser v'heter, amon alay mechaper. And as the Mefarshim explained, the main aveira of me'ila is that I stole something, I took something that doesn't belong to me, which is mominous, not iser. Mefarshim explained it a little better. They explain that we know that Yom Kippur is mechaper on Averish ben Adam l'makam. Ben Adam l'chaveroi, the halacha is we have to get our friend to forgive us. But every Avera ben Adam l'chaveroi has in it also an Avera ben Adam l'makam. And the Veira ben Adam l'Makom cannot be forgiven unless we first took care of the ben Adam l'Chaveri aspect. Vibay Seymer, Ki Mechaper Yom Kippurim, when is Yom Kippur Mechaper? A Kula Shira, only if you ate a whole shear. Here where you didn't eat a whole shear, a Pag the Shira l'Yom Mechaper. Why? The obvious answer, obvious explanation, we spoke about this in our previous shear, is because less than a whole shear is not considered a Maisa Aveira. Rav Sol Salanter explains a very nice vart. Because what's the vart of Chatzi Shear? That it could combine with the other half that you will eat. Yom Kippur only helps on what you've done, not on what you will do. V'kein Amar Rish Lakish, Kanshan Rebbe, Yidea Sofik Mechaltis L'chatis. The Yidea Sofik can be mechalik for chiyuv chatis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar en yedia sofik mechalikus lechatis. Ella hoch ktani. This is the way to understand. K'shem shayish lo yedia vaday nevia kol achas v'achas. By each, only yedias vaday to bring chiyuv kar mechatis. Kachem hayis yedia sofik nevia ashtole kol achas v'achas. Says the Gemara. Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan Hanan de katoli loshim bechatis. We understand why Rabbi Yochanan connects to Asher Mechatis. They both have this concept. Eresh Lakish, it should have said just the opposite. Chatis Barshami Ba'ilei. Because according to Eresh Lakish, the Allah is Kishem Shaisali. Eresh Lakish is saying that the same that's by Asham is by Chatis. So it shouldn't say just like by Chatis, so by Asham. It should have said just like by Chatz Ba'ashma Ba'ilei. It should say just like by Ashma Yediya Sofik is enough, so too by Chatz. So the Gemara indeed Kasha, that is a difficulty on Rabbi Shlokish's statement.